Acts chapter 23. And Paul, earnestly looking at the council, said, "Men and brothers, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." And the high priest Ananias commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, "God will strike you, you whited wall. For do you sit to judge me according to the law, and command me to be struck contrary to the law?" And those who stood by said, "Do you revile God's high priest?" Then Paul said, "I didn't know, brothers, that he was the high priest. For it is written, 'You shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people.'" But when Paul perceived that one part was Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he shouted in the council, "Men and brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead I am being questioned." And when he had said that, an argument arose between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, nor angel, nor spirit. But the Pharisees confess both. And a big argument arose, and the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part got up and argued, "We find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God." And when a great controversy arose, the chief captain, afraid that Paul might have been pulled in pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them, and to bring him into the castle. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also at Rome." And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink until they had killed Paul. And there were more than 40 who had made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under a great curse that we will eat nothing until we have killed Paul. Now you, therefore, with the council, ask the chief captain to bring him down to you tomorrow, as though you would inquire something more perfectly about him, and we, before he ever comes near, are ready to kill him." And when Paul's sister's son heard about their lying in ambush, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions to him and said, "Bring this young man to the chief captain, for he has a certain thing to tell him." So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, "Paul, the prisoner, called me to him and asked me to bring this young man to you, who has something to tell you." Then the chief captain took him by the hand and went with him aside privately and asked him, "What do you have to tell me?" And he said, "The Jews have agreed to desire you to bring Paul down tomorrow into the council, as though they would inquire something about him more perfectly. But don't yield to them, for there are more than 40 men of them lying in ambush for him, who have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink until they have killed him, and now they are ready looking for a promise from you." So the chief captain then let the young man depart and ordered him, "Make sure you don't tell anyone that you've shown me these things." And he called to himself two centurions, saying, "Make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen at the third hour of the night, and provide them animals to set Paul on, and bring him safe to Felix the governor." And he wrote a letter like this: "Claudius Lysias, to the most excellent governor Felix, sends greetings. This man was taken by the Jews and would have been killed by them. Then I came with an army and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman. And when I would have known the reason that they accused him, I brought him out into their council, whom I perceived to be accused of questions regarding their law, but to be accused of nothing worthy of death or of bonds. And when I was told how the Jews laid an ambush for the man, I sent immediately to you, and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before you what they had against him. Farewell. Then the soldiers, as they'd been commanded, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. On the next day they left the horsemen to go with him and return to the castle, who, when they came to Caesarea and delivered the letter to the governor, presented Paul also before him. And when the governor had read the letter, he asked of what province he was. And when he understood that he was of Cilicia, "I will hear you," he said, "when your accusers have also come." And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's judgment hall.